أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You're listening to Iman FM on 103.1 FM in Sheffield and in South Yorkshire, on imanfm.com and on the TuneIn radio app. My name is Zaid Haq. You're listening to a very special edition of Sports in 60 Minutes, a special tribute show to Muhammad Ali, the greatest sportsman of all time, the greatest boxer of all time, who passed away today, the 4th of June 2016, early this morning. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I request everyone to recite Surah Fatiha Sharif once, Surah Ikhlas three times, Durood Sharif once, and make a heartfelt dua for the maghfirah of brother Muhammad Ali, and also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the wasila of Rasulullah, Habibullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is granted Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen, summa ameen. I will start this tribute show with a inspiring talk by Muhammad Ali in response to a question asked by a young boy. Hope you enjoy this, and inshallah I'll continue with this tribute after this speech.
What's the best thing I can do? Get ready to meet God. Owning real estate, going in business, teaching boxers, that won't get me to heaven. How many here believe there's a supreme being, believe there's a God? How many believe there's some power that made the sun, the moon, the stars? How many believe that this stuff didn't just come out here? Somebody wiser than us made it. How many believe there's a God? How many believe there's not a God? All right. Believe there's not a God. All right. If I told you, you who don't believe in God, if I told you that this glass sprang into existence, this glass made itself, no man made this glass, would you believe it? Would you believe I just told you this thing made itself?
No.
No. When I tell you, you wouldn't believe it, right?
No, somebody's doubting it. Yeah, so I'm giving you the answer.
Wouldn't believe it. If I told her this television station popped into existence, it just, no man made it, you said Muhammad Ali's crazy. All right. Well, if this glass can't make itself, if I told you those clothes you have on wove themselves, nobody created them, those clothes made themselves, you wouldn't believe it. But if your clothes didn't make itself, if that glass couldn't make itself, if this building didn't make itself, then how did the moon get out there? How did the stars and Jupiter, Neptune and Mars and the sun, how did nature, how did all this come here if didn't know why is something planning to make it? So what I'm saying is, I believe that we're going to be judged. Should a man like Hitler kill all the Jews and get away with it? Somebody should punish him. Maybe he get it. Don't get it now, he get it when he die. In hell for eternity. So what I'm going to do when I get out of boxing is to get myself ready to meet God, because my plane might blow up. Don't planes blow up in this country sometime and crash? Don't people die every day?
Not every day.
It's a scary thing to think that I'm going to hell, to burn eternally forever. So what am I going to do? I'm explaining what you asked me a question. You asked me questions I can't just answer like that. When I get out of boxing or when I'm through, I'm going to do all I can to help people. That's why I'm here with Johnny Walker. Here's a poor man, came all the way to America. Here's a bunch of boys need some money, and somebody is calling me to help them. God is watching me. God don't praise me because I beat Joe Frazier. God don't give nothing about Joe Frazier. God don't care nothing about England or America. As far as your wealth, it's all his. He wants to know, how do we treat each other? How do we help each other? So I'm going to dedicate my life to using my name and popularity, helping charities, helping people, uniting people, people bumming each other because of religious beliefs. We need somebody in the world to help make peace. So when I die, if there's a heaven, I want to see it. Because we live how long? 80 years? The odds are, everybody in this room, some of you going to be dead 20 years from now, some of you going to be dead 50 years from now, some are going to be dead 30, and some are going to be dead 60, 70 years from now. We all going to die soon. And if you live to be, say, 125 years old, which we don't do, right? Let's say we live to be 250, and you can have sex for 145 of those years. You're going to come to the end after that. So we don't have but about 80 years on earth. This is a test to see where will we spend our life in heaven or hell. This is not the life now. Your real self is inside you. Your body gets old. Some of you go to look at the fridge, you don't have no teeth. Your hair is leaving you, your bodies get tired, but your soul and your spirit never die. That's going to live forever. So your body is just housing your soul and spirit. So God is testing us on how we treat each other, how we live, to see where our real home be in heaven. So this physical stuff don't last for so long. So my car, this building is going to be here when the man who built it dead. There have been many kings and queens of England. They're all dead. After this one is gone, another one will come. So we don't stay here. We're just trustees. We don't own nothing. Even your children are not yours, if you think I'm lying. Your wife is not yours. You die and come back a year later and go sleep in your bedroom and see if your wife is by herself. See, you don't own your wife. You don't own your, I divorced my wife, you may have read about it, and my four children, they call another man daddy now. They don't see me no more. You don't own your children. You don't own your family. So what am I saying? The most important thing about life is what's going to happen when you die. Are you going to go to heaven or hell? And that's eternity. How long is eternity? Let's imagine. Take the Sahara Desert. There's a lot of sand on the Sahara Desert, right? Then take, imagine that one grain of sand represents 1,000 years. And when you're in hell burning, when you die and go to hell, you're going to burn forever and ever, no end. How long is that? Give you an idea how long eternity is. Take the Sahara Desert, and I told you to wait 1,000 years. And every 1,000 years, I want you to pick up a grain of sand until the desert is empty. Okay, wait 1,000 years, pick up the first grain. Wait another 1,000 years before you get the next grain. Keep that up until there's no more sand in the desert. Whew. You know how long just the... I mean, America's not but 200 years old. We got 800 more years to go before 1,000. So it just scares me to think that I'm going to die one day and go to hell. I'm on an airplane that might blow up. I'm always traveling. And to go to hell and God is going to judge my soul. The police, I might kill people. I might rob people. The authorities might not catch me. The FBI, Scotland Yard might not catch me. But when I die, somebody's watching me and keeping count. And I can't get away. And I'm going to burn forever and ever and ever. I'll go to heaven. So what am I going to do when I'm through fighting? I only have 16 years to be productive. Get myself ready to meet God and go to the best place. Don't that make sense?
Thanks.
Subhanallah. What inspiring words and speech, and it puts everything into perspective that he had a vision, he had, you know, inspiration that after he finishes his boxing career, that alhamdulillah, he will grow closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this was reflected on how he behaved after boxing through his charity work and also his work in building fantastic relationship between Muslims and those of other faiths and those of non-faith. And alhamdulillah, he was inspiring to not just myself, but to the entire ummah. I am the greatest. This is a phrase that Muhammad Ali used before his fights and after his fights as well. The next clip I'm going to play is when Muhammad Ali was at that time Cassius Clay before he took Shahada, and he made this speech before his famous fight with Sonny Liston.
I am the greatest. By Cassius Clay. This is the legend of Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and brags indeedy of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a-running with cash. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. If he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. For I am the man this poem is about, the next champ of the world, there isn't a doubt. This I predict, and I know the score. I'll be champ of the world in 64. When I say 3, they go in the third, so don't bet against me. I'm a man of my word. if cat